Good morning, everyone. You are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Oh, I'm so energized today. It is 10:01 a.m. out here on the West Coast in California, and it is August 12th, 2024. I think it is. Yeah, it is. I had to check. I was pretty sure. But lately, I often do not know what day it is. I do know that it is Monday, and even that I had to think about for a moment. The energies are extremely high, the ascension energies, the solar energies, all the energies of the universe all around us. Affecting our physical bodies, our emotional, astral, aural, all the bodies, energy bodies. And the energies are affecting me in particular, and I'm sure some of you as well, very strongly this morning, as I was just chatting with Jay, my lovely producer. We were chatting briefly before the show, and it's like the energies this morning, I'm not kidding, they just hit me like 5 minutes ago, and I quite literally feel very euphoric right now. Thankfully, it's a great thing. It's a very lovely, blissful state, but it does make it, let's just say I'm really glad no one's like shoving paperwork in front of me or anything, because I can talk and talk and talk a blue streak in this state. But, you know, brain work, not so much. Spirit work, yes. Spirit work, much better. Much, much better. Because all I have to do with spirit work is allow spirit to flow through me. And then the words just spill right out of my mouth. And I let them come. Because that is always the best way to do things, in my opinion. And it's what works. So here we are. And I am, as I said, Lori the Love Sherpa. I am a certified spiritual psychology practitioner, among other things. I'm a surrogate partner therapist. I'm a sacred intimate. I am a quote-unquote therapist of sorts. It's slightly different, but very similar. So if you have any questions or issues that are coming up in your life, could be anything really. We can talk about just about anything here. If you have anything that you want to discuss, or if you have questions about spirituality or life or love, or interesting things that are happening in your life, even if you just want to like discuss something about of that nature, but I am here for it. So I am here to help. If you need my help, I am here for it. And even if you don't, you know, you just want to converse and chat a little bit, I can definitely be down for that. So the way we can do that and connect with each other, excuse me, the way we can do that is to go over to the Facebook page. And the way we do that is on your computer or device, you go over to the lovely World Wide Web. And you hit 12radio.com, and up will pop a black background page. And if you look to the left side, you'll see some options. One of them will be chat. And so once you hit chat, that will take you over into the 12radio Facebook page, where you can join the group if you've never been there before. Just send over a request, and my lovely producer Jay will be looking for you, and he will allow you into the group very, very kindly. He's a very lovely man and very good at his job. So he's also a 12radio advisor and host. So he wears many hats, Jay. So shout out to him. And if you'll just go into the group, if you've been here before, you know that you just scroll down the page and you'll see my banner, where it says, you are listening to Lori the Love Sherpa. And I'm going into the chat right now, and I see Renee, and I see Pamela, and I want to wish both of you a lovely morning, or afternoon or evening, wherever you are. Here it's morning. So, okay. One of the things I can do is pull cards. If you decide that you think you need a card, I can pull a card for you. And I feel like I want to pull a card for the collective today, so I'm going to do that. I'm also going to tell you a little bit about what is on my mind. So I was listening to Kat right before me, and she got me thinking about my own childhood because, as you may or may not know, both Kat and I are originally from New Jersey, although she now lives in Florida and I now live in California. And you know, we didn't know each other as children, but in connecting with her over the last few years, we've become familiar with each other and our lives, and we've noticed some very lovely similarities. And I was just listening to her and thinking about my own childhood, and I thought perhaps it might be interesting to hear about mine for some of you. Because I know that we are all just so connected, and growing up in New Jersey, like Kat did, and living there for a good portion of my life, it's not a lot of people really know too much about that state because it gets a lot of flack, you know. I think I told you on one of my other shows that I've been watching reruns, old, very old reruns of the Jersey Shore show. And would I mean, it's a pretty interesting show to me because I am from there and I spent a lot of time at the Jersey Shore. So it's always fun to go back and like see stuff on TV about places where you've actually been. That's kind of interesting. And my journey has taken me from the East Coast to the West Coast, and that's been in the last 10 years. So as a child, I grew up in Central Jersey with my mom, my dad, and my brother. My brother was a couple years younger. And I say was because he's passed now, and so have my mom and dad. But while I was growing up, everybody was present and accounted for. And it's really kind of interesting too, because when I think about my childhood, I look at it as a Capricorn with a Scorpio rising and a Virgo moon. We tend to look at things, or I tend to look at things from a more take things in stride vantage point. And I always have, no matter what, you know. No matter as perhaps negative, I kind of always took those things in stride and I made the best of them. And when I look back on them, it's just like, okay, so that happened, but no big deal. Even though it might have been kind of a big deal, either at the time or to someone else looking in. But to me, I don't know. I look back now and I never really look at my life as having been that challenging, and I guess that's a good thing that I can do that, right? Because I know some parts of it were pretty darn challenging, and when I tell other people about them, they look at me like, wait, back up a second. That's not exactly something that would be easy for anyone to handle. And yet I don't look at it that way. So just in different view, different people have different viewpoints on the things we encounter in our life. And so it's just kind of funny because some of the things I've encountered, I really do take very much in stride, and I guess that's sort of been my default setting. And I feel kind of fortunate in having had that because I feel like a lot of us either don't have that or kind of lose that as we go through life and more challenging things happen to us. So just in looking back at many of the things that have happened throughout my life, I'm seeing where the gift was. I'm seeing the lessons that I learned. Excuse me, one second. Sorry, little frog. And I'm just seeing everything through a different lens, a more a more spiritual lens, actually. And, growing up in a family of four people, including myself, I remember having like a really lovely childhood. And yet I took the ACEs test yesterday, or I started to. I haven't finished it yet. I probably should do that. But I started to take it because I heard someone mention it. So, me, I just follow whatever I'm prompted to follow. And so I was prompted to take that test, and it's a measure of childhood trauma, more or less. And it's very interesting. And I always like to find out, more about myself and other people. So it gives me a foundation, especially as excuse me, a spiritual psychology practitioner. It gives me foundation for, where that person might be coming from psychologically and emotionally, of course, and spiritually. So I started taking this test, and it'll be interesting to find out the results because the questions it was asking were very specific, and it made me think of things in my childhood that I really never thought about. And I don't know if that's because, my psyche was protecting me from actually thinking about these things. And just blocking them out entirely. But I remember, so it's not like I was doing that. I'm not unaware. But it was just so interesting. Some of the questions it was asking were, about neglect and trauma and, experiences that I might have had as a child. And I honestly, when I look at the overall picture, I think to myself, I had a really pretty good childhood, not as bad as some by any stretch of the imagination, probably not as good as some either. We weren't wealthy or anything like that. And, I wasn't lavished and spoiled, lavished with gifts and spoiled all the time. Not at all. Far from it. But I had what I needed, and I was always grateful for that. And I always felt loved and cared for. And I think that's the basis of why I feel as good as I do, as an adult. And why I remember my childhood more or less fondly and securely. And I feel very fortunate in that. Because when I went to take this test, it was bringing up all these things. And I'm like, okay, well, that, yeah. And so I had to admit that my childhood was actually not so perfect if it came right down to it. And I was like, oh, wow, I actually really did experience a lot of these things. I just didn't make a big deal out of them. And who knows why? But I kind of think the That's a good lesson for me now as an adult. And it's a good lesson for everyone, I think, to really, when you're faced with situations that are not that positive, and they really feel kind of hard, it's like, all right, so this is happening. That's kind of the approach you have to take. You have to be accepting of it and just allow it to be what it is. And I think my attitude in doing that when I was young really helped those situations ship more easily than they ever would have had I been in judgment and resistance. I'm sure of it, actually. And that's, I can only, I feel like that's why I can attribute the fact that I have such a positive, that I have such positive memories about my childhood is because I really did kind of just roll with everything. Like, I rolled with it. What else could I do? I was a kid, I didn't really have that much control. And as adults, we think we have all this control. But do we really? I think we do in some respects, but not really. I mean, spirit is the one in control, right? God is the one in control. And if we trust that and just allow whatever's happening to kind of be there and work its way out somehow, we're just going to be a lot better off than if we struggle and fight against whatever it is. And so that really, taking that test, and maybe that's why I didn't finish it. I probably didn't need to. But I will. I'm going to finish it just out of curiosity. But I think that's what kind of made me want to take the test, and just out of curiosity. And I feel like taking that test made me realize a lot of this. And I've thought about these things before, and I've spoken about them before. It's like, why is it that I have such a, primarily rosy picture of my childhood and honestly most of my life? And I'm very grateful to be able to say that and actually feel that, because I know it wasn't all peaches and cream. I mean, I've been through some pretty rough stuff, according to the people who listen to my stories. And I'll acknowledge it myself. The things that I've been through might break some people. And I feel like because of the way that I handled it, and God knows, and God did equip me to be able to handle the things that I've encountered. And I feel like God does that for all of us. God does equip us to handle things if we trust Him, if we trust Spirit, if we trust the universe to have our back. I feel like, and I know this to be true, actually. I feel it and I know it. It requires trust. And to get to that place where you really can trust, it's very helpful if you've already had evidence that you can trust, right? But sometimes we don't have that until we do. So taking the first step can be hard. Oh, pardon me. I just downed a smoothie. Now I'm burping, as usual. But yeah, taking the first step to really know that we can trust our higher power, our inner being, who is God energy and very, very connected to source, to spirit, to the divine. That is who we are at a soul level. And knowing that makes, for me, makes all the difference. Knowing that I am the energy of God, I am a child of God, I am Christ consciousness. Why would I ever doubt that I would be taken care of? How could I ever possibly not trust that? But yeah, it can be hard. You know, the first, want to say the first few times, it's been hard for me. Probably the first few dozen times. Maybe hundreds of times for some people, right? But it can be hard until you really start to know why you can trust. Like, it's easy to say, oh yeah, just trust, it'll be okay. But I mean, that's not going to resonate in your body unless you know, well, why am I trusting? Why? Okay, this is why. The reason you can trust that you will be taken care of, and that I want to say everything will work out for your highest good, is because you are that God energy and you are not disconnected from source. You are literally source energy in a human body. And that is the piece that just changes everything for me, definitely. And I know that we all come into this human existence, this incarnation, with a purpose, usually more than one, but definitely with a purpose. And I feel like my own life path, my own purpose to that end, you know, because I do have a specific purpose, I feel like I was given that ability to really be able to, you know, maybe more easily, be able to look at the strife and really just take it in stride instead of struggling over it. So I'm grateful for that. And I also want to share that even if it's difficult for you to do things that way or to trust, this is how you can do it, by knowing that that's really who you are. Because once you know that, I mean, energy starts to move and shift and things start changing. And then when you see the results, I mean, your whole world opens up. I've seen the results of trusting that God will provide, because God is my supply, and I believe that, and I know that to be true, because I've seen it happen. Way more than once. I mean, some of the stories of experiencing situations I would not want to experience, you know, of lack and scarcity, where I really, really deeply had to trust. Like, I had no choice, because there was no other alternative but to trust. And I just gave it up to God, and I did. And it worked. And, you know, gosh darn it. God scooped me right up into the palm of his hand and took care of me and gave me what I needed. And it saved me. And here I sit teaching this to all of you. Because we're all different, yet we're all the same in that we have that connection to source energy, to God, to the universe, to the divine, the creator of all of us. We are not disconnected. We are all connected by this energy, this force field, this consciousness. And to know this and to deeply, deeply root this into your being so that your body feels safe and knows that no matter what happens, it's going to be okay one way or another. And you're going to be taken care of. And everything that happens might be a lesson, might be challenging, but ultimately, you're going to come out the other side of it stronger and better off. And, ultimately, at a higher consciousness level, dare I say, happier, more peaceful. And just feeling so much better overall. So I'm grateful for all of it. All the things that I've been through in my life and have been able to, take in stride and really not struggle too much with. Not that there wasn't any, but looking back on it now, of course, hindsight is always 20/20, but I'm honestly telling you that I didn't look at these things in a negative way. Not really, not really. It was just, it was like I was the observer and I was looking back. And when I was taking this ACEs test, I was filling out the answers to the questions. And I was like, okay, yeah, like I was such an observer to this. I really did. I just sort of, it's like I was looking at it while it was happening, and even now, looking back at it, having happened to me in what I feel is another timeline, of course, because right now, we're shifting timelines constantly, and we're all raising our vibration so that we can go to higher timelines, and it's working if we allow it to. But looking at things through that lens, I can see why my response is the way it is, because I was just observing these things from outside as if they were happening to someone else. And I don't feel like it's disembodiment. That's not what I mean, because I was not, and I am not disembodied. That's a different thing. It's a psychological thing when you separate yourself when you're going through a terrible trauma or abuse or something like that. When you dissociate, that's the word I was looking for. When you dissociate from your body, that's not what I'm talking about. For me, this was not dissociation or disembodiment. It was really me just calmly being the observer of what was actually happening and not judging it. And that is such a healthy thing to do that, I mean, I'm grateful for that. I can't tell you how grateful I am. And I totally get it if that is not how it is for you. And I have so much compassion because that is a challenging thing to have to go through when something really horrible is happening and you're dealing with it. It can be really hard. And this is one of the reasons I say that no matter what is happening to you, be the observer if you can. Just adopt the stance that you are going to observe and not judge whatever's happening. Because the energy can shift when you do that. And things can get much more comfortable and much better for you and everyone else who happens to be around you if you just let go and let God let go of whatever the judgment is, the resistance, the issue. It doesn't matter. It honestly, it really doesn't matter. And I don't say that lightly because I know that things do matter very much. I get it. I'm human, but I'm also spirit. So, as we all are. And the best tool, some of the best tools that I know of are knowing that I am that Christ consciousness, allowing myself to just let go of whatever it is and let God take over, knowing that I don't have to worry about it. Because if I trust, and I can, when I trust, that spirit steps in and moves stuff around and moves the energy so that situations change. And I go to gratitude. There's always something to be thankful for. Honestly, even if you're in a really terrible situation, there's always something to be grateful for. Always. I'm grateful that I wake up in the morning and don't have pain in my body, right? I am grateful that I have food to eat. Simple things, but without them, life is hard, right? And even if you don't have those things, there's definitely something to be grateful for. Maybe be grateful that there are people who care, people who love you, people who you can go to for help. I mean, I did that when I needed it. And there's no shame in that. Not ever. We all need help every now and then. Really, some of us need a lot of help. We all need help in some way, shape, or form throughout our lives. And there's no shame and no harm in asking for it or accepting it. Sometimes it's hard to accept help, but you have to learn that it's okay to be a good receiver as well as a giver, because you're never just doing one, you're always doing both. When you give, you receive the fulfillment and the pleasure of giving. And when you're receiving a gift, the person who gave it to you is getting pleasure from giving it to you. And you received the gift graciously and lovingly. So everybody wins. It's never one-sided, really. It never, ever is. Assuming you're, dealing with somebody who's a loving human. We're not talking, certain types of personalities who are unhealthy, shall we say. So let me go to the Facebook chat and see if any of this is resonating or if you have questions. Okay, I've got to go do the whole fangled thing where I get into the Facebook chat. And I hope that this is resonating for some of you. Okay. All comments. All right. Let's see. Hey, Ryan. Says glad to be able to hear you live again for the first time in several weeks. I'm glad you're here. Hey there, Caitlin. She says, what town in New Jersey are you from? I live in New Jersey. Oh. Do you know Westfield? Right around there. Central Jersey. It's right in the middle. Right in the middle of the state. Where are you from, Caitlin? Tell me what town. Okay. I want to. Let's see. I want to pull a card for the collective. I'm going to pull it from, I can find my guidebook, which is in here somewhere, The Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck, which is definitely one of my favorites. So I'm going to pull a card for the collective. I hope you guys can hear me. It's been blissfully really quiet this morning. The whole morning, wild, until this very second when I said that. Now I I hear some noise being made outside. It's not right outside my window, at least not yet. Okay. So the card I pulled for the collective is the God of Conflict Resolution. Okay, everybody, you are being encouraged to walk away from a current conflict. All right. So if anyone is having any issues of any sort involving conflict, this would be for you. But it's really for the collective, because I think everyone is dealing with something of some sort right now, with all the issues going on around us. And I also want to say, the issues going on around us, this is precisely what I'm talking about. If you see it but don't focus on it, and simply know that everything can shift if you allow it to, and don't judge it, and don't have resistance about it, it will cease to really be in your experience. It just won't affect you. For example, I take a class on Thursday afternoon. It's about spirituality, and many of the people there are from England. And there's been a lot of stuff in the news, not that I watch the news, but I've heard a lot of, rioting and really rough stuff happening over in England. And the way it sounds, it sounds like it's just, happening everywhere. Yet so many of the people who are living in England and are in this class have said that they have not been affected by this at all. They are just fine and dandy, and thank goodness for that. But see, this is what happens when you keep your consciousness high and you keep your focus on what you want instead of what you don't want. The things around you, yes, you'll see them perhaps, and you'll be aware, but you won't focus on them and they won't affect you. At least not as much, right? Or if at all. Because I can tell you when I was focusing 4 years ago, when I was focusing hard on what was happening in the beginning of COVID, some of the things were affecting me more than I would have liked. And it made life difficult. But once I realized, hey, you know what? I should listen to my own advice and use the tools that I've learned. Once I started doing that, it pretty much just kind of dissolved, and I saw it happening around me, but it didn't affect me personally. And that made a big difference in my life. So there's a huge lesson for us all in that. Okay, so this card, the God of Conflict Resolution, and this is, like I said, for everyone. And there's a little noise outside, so perhaps I will let it pass. And hopefully it will be quick so you can hear my voice very clearly. As I find the page which has God of Conflict Resolution. Okay. I know it's here somewhere. God of Conflict Resolution. My goodness. Are we missing a page here? I don't know. Oh boy. Or maybe it's just me not doing brain work very well. That's probably more of that. Good. This is all alphabetical, but oh, there it is. Okay. It was alphabetical, but my brain was not alphabetizing. Okay. You're being encouraged to walk away from a current conflict. Okay. This is for everyone. By drawing this card, you are being encouraged to walk away from a current situation which is causing conflict in your life. I mean, what was I just talking about, right? Just don't pay attention to it. Understand that walking away from this situation is not a sign of weakness, but rather a sign of strength. There is nothing to prove or gain by fighting in this instance. Because whenever we push against, whatever we're pushing against pushes back, and we just get more of it. So fighting is fruitless. The universe has placed this conflict in your way in order to guide you to your true path. Bless all concerned and let go. By detaching from this situation, new possibilities and opportunities open up for you. And that's truly, you know, I picked the perfect card here because we were just talking about this. I was talking about this a moment ago. Detach. Go neutral, you know? Go general, like Abraham Hicks says. If you can get to a place of neutrality and just detach from whatever situation, like it says, the new possibilities and opportunities open up and energy shifts. That's just how it works. So you can't make this stuff up, people. This is like the perfect card to pull after what I just said, right? So thank you, Spirit, for that. Spirit is speaking to us constantly, constantly. We just have to open our spiritual ears and hear it, and open our spiritual eyes and all our spiritual senses to receive the messages. Okay, let's go back to the Facebook chat and see what is happening. Okay, please bear with me as I have to keep refreshing the page every time I go back. All right, I think you are all good. Oh yeah, I'm Kamala. She says sometimes, or she says, sounds like we sometimes need to get out of our own way. Yeah, we do. I know that's true for me as I can be something of a control freak. And I get that, Kamala. I so get it. But really, like I said before, we're not really in control. And if we let spirit have the control, it works out better anyway, right? So there's the lesson there to just realize that we are not in control. And we need to just turn that control right over to spirit. Because spirit knows better than we do anyway. I mean, we really don't know anything until spirit gives us the green light. You know, we can struggle and we can get some things done from that place of efforting. You know, putting in a lot of strenuous effort is the best word probably. But I mean, isn't inspiration going to work so much better than just hard work, efforting? I really feel like it does. I know that it does. When I'm inspired to do something, it flows. It flows effortlessly, and I don't have to struggle or effort to make something happen. Because if I do, it's probably not going to be the best outcome anyway, frankly. So I'm going to avoid all that if I can and try and be mindful of just letting spirit inspire my actions because it just works so much better. And I have plenty of evidence of that in my life. Yeah, I'm grateful to Tara and hello to you. Gratitude is honestly one of the best practices I know. It really is. I mean, if nothing else, if you can't even think of another tool to use, go to gratitude, because gratitude is what opens up the pathways to more for to sorry, my mouth today. It's like my brain and my mouth. I'm trying to get them to connect, and it's hard. It's hard to get your brain and your mouth to connect when you're high as a kite. Okay. But yes, I think you know what I'm trying to say. Gratitude just opens the pathways to getting more of what you want. It does. Caitlin says, that's a great town. I live near there in Basking Ridge, close to Morristown. I know exactly where that is. Yeah, that's a real nice area. I actually love Basking Ridge and all the surrounding towns. My grandmother is originally from Bedminster. And my great-grandmother used to live in this huge, huge house in Bedminster because she had 11 children. 11. I cannot even fathom having 11 children. They, you know, I guess they were a good Catholic family. And back then, I guess there was no birth control either. So I don't know. My goodness, I can't even imagine. But yeah, I knew most of my great aunts and uncles, and I didn't know them real well, but I met them a bunch of times at different family events. And they're all gone now, unfortunately. But my grandmother used to tell us all kinds of stories about when she was a kid, and then later she would tell us stories about my uncle who was in the I'm trying to think of a good way to put it, the trash disposal business. So there's that. But it is Jersey, so what do you want? And they were Italian. Not to stereotype, but it is what it is. What can I say? That was the situation. So yeah, Jer New Jersey is near and dear to my heart. So good. Looks like nobody has any questions today. I'm surprised. But that is okay. I'm just happy to have you all here listening, and I hope that you're getting some so you're gleaning some gems in what I'm saying, because this is pretty important stuff, and it can get kind of esoteric, and it's kind of deep to understand. And if you've never been here and listened to my show before, I welcome questions in the chat. I absolutely do. Not everybody knows this stuff. Not everybody believes this stuff. I've personally been studying it in some way, shape, or form my whole life, so I'm very familiar. Even as a child, going back to my childhood, I just always knew that there was something more than just our physical bodies. Being raised Catholic, we always were aware of God. And although not a lot of the Catholic religion really resonated with me, a lot of the spirituality pieces actually very much did. And like gratitude, for instance. So it's whatever works for you. It's not all good, it's not all bad. Everything has to be approached from a point of neutrality. You can find negative and positive in just about anything if you look. So why not stay neutral and not place meaning on things that actually really don't have any when you think about it? Because almost everything that we encounter can be looked at from a place of neutrality, from a place of allowing and accepting and not fighting against or pushing against, which is resistance and judgment, which, as we well know, really never works very well. So I am going to, for the last few minutes, let me check the Facebook chat one more time. And yep, looks like you're all okay. So I'm going to read from my little book. Pardon me. Yeah, I'm just looking at the chat. Okay. I'm going to read from my little book called Opening Doors Within by Eileen Caddy. And this is 365 Daily Meditations from Findhorn, Scotland. These were channeled by Eileen. Spirit spoke through her and gave her these messages for us. And I love them because they're always so darn accurate, and really give you some things to ponder. So today is August 12th, 2024. So I'm going to turn to that page and read the meditation for the day. Okay, it says, "You cannot do all you should be doing when you are strained. Take time to be alone and do something simple, something you enjoy doing, but let it be of your own choosing, not something someone else has suggested." Unless, you agree with what they're suggesting. "As you do it, you will find yourself able to see everything from a different level of consciousness. The weight will be lifted, and you will find you will be able to do far more. And I'll just interject, of course you will, because you're inspired, right? So it goes on to say, also never try to look too far ahead. That in itself can cause great strain and distress, right? Be present. You can only take one step at a time. So take that one step, and the next will follow at exactly the right time. Let life unfold and do not try to manipulate it. Do not get annoyed and impatient when things do not work out quite as you had expected they would. Instead, look for and see the purpose and plan running through all that is taking place, and realize that all is for the very best, because it really is, right? It's everything is either a lesson or a gift, or in some way, whether it's, negative or positive, there's a lesson, there's a gift, there's an opportunity in everything. It's there for your learning and your growth. And if you look at it that way, which is really a place of allowing and not resistance, whatever is happening is going to turn out far better than if you fought against it. So I do love this. I love what this says, because it's exactly what I was just talking about, which is moving from a place of inspiration and putting yourself in a place where your focus is pleasure instead of strife. Because if you're doing something that feels good, that's, and you're focusing on that, you can't really focus on things that don't feel good. It's kind of impossible to focus on negative and positive at the same time. It really is. If you are really being present and putting all your energy, say, on that person in front of you at that moment, or on that project that you're doing, that you really enjoy. And if you don't enjoy it, find something about it that you can enjoy. Because there's always something, even in negative situations, there's always something that's a positive. You just have to look for it. And sometimes it's easier to find than in other cases, but there's always something that, like Mama Jean always says, you can have fun no matter what, even if it's not super enjoyable. There's always a piece that's a gem. There's like a nugget in there for you somewhere that's actually going to feel good. And I don't say that lightly, because I know there are a lot of situations in life that feel pretty shitty. I know that. And in that case, the best thing to do is just not resist it and just take it in stride and observe it and just know it's not going to last forever. And even if it lasts a really long time, it's there to teach a lesson of some sort, which is for your highest good. And I know that's hard to hear, but most things in life, if you simply allow them, they do shift and they do get better. So I am going to thank you all for being here. I'm so grateful for all of you. And I have to make way for Jamie Dawn and Serena after her. So I'm going to invite you all back next week. I hope that you have gleaned a nugget in all of this, or more than a nugget. And I just want to say that I am grateful for all of you. I am grateful for Mark Husson for making this platform available to us and for allowing us to be here together every week. I am Lori the Love Sherpa, here with you on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. I love you all very much. See you next week. Bye.